Welcome back to another episode of Professionals Podcasting. In this episode, attorney Jeff Murphy discusses motorcycle accident statistics you should know.
Yeah, so I wanted to give you some statistics on motorcycle accidents. And you know, there are a lot of motorcyclists on the road. They're fun to ride. They give you a sense of freedom. No question about it. Many people enjoy it. What a lot of people don't understand, especially younger motorcycle riders, is that it can be extremely dangerous. There are so many vehicles on the road. You could be driving your motorcycle perfectly safely, doing nothing wrong, keeping a lookout, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, somebody can swerve into you through no fault of your own and cause an accident. And the problem with being on a motorcycle is that you don't have the structure of a vehicle around you, all the steel and the doors to protect you. And you fall to the ground and you can be seriously injured. Just last year, there were well over 600,000 registered motorcycles in the state of Florida. You know, in addition to not having doors, obviously you don't have seatbelts. You can get ejected when you're in an accident. In 2020, there were over 500 motorcycle accident deaths in Florida alone. Florida made up over, there were about 5,000 fatalities throughout the whole country, and Florida made up about 10% of motorcycle deaths that year. And so it's something you need to be extremely, many people will take a course before they get on the road with a motorcycle, and that's a good idea. The other thing that was discovered relates to helmets. Motorcycle helmets are absolutely critical. NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, reported that of the over 500 motorcycle deaths in Florida, 52% of those people were not wearing a helmet. NHTSA has determined that throughout the country, that helmets are 35% effective at saving people's lives. Motorcyclists, whether you have a helmet on or not, motorcyclists are 29 times more likely to die in an accident than if you're driving a car. And nearly 60% of all fatalities on motorcycle accidents are caused by head injuries. There's all sorts of reasons why accidents occur. Mostly it's due to inattention or being distracted, or even worse, drunk driving. Nearly half of all motorcycle accidents involved either drunk driving or speeding, whether it's the motorcyclist who was drinking and speeding, or it's another vehicle whose driver was drinking and speeding. Almost half involved drunk driving or speeding. Of the 500 plus motorcycle deaths in Florida in 2019, about 150 of those involved a motorcyclist who was over the legal limit with alcohol. That means that about 27% of all motorcycle deaths in 2019 were caused by drunk driving. The other thing that happens frequently is obstacles in the roadway. Fixed objects such as potholes, animals, uneven lanes, debris from other vehicles. I know sometimes you're driving down the road and you'll see in the highway, you'll see pieces, big pieces of rubber that have come off from tractor trailers. If you're going down the highway at 60 or 70 miles an hour and encounter one of those objects and aren't paying enough attention to get out of the way, it can result in a very, very serious accident. So I would recommend two things to you. Certainly don't want to discourage people from riding motorcycles if that's what they want to do. But two things, really, the most important things are wear a helmet, always wear a helmet, and take a course, take a motorcycle course. So those are the two main things. And on top of that, pay attention. Whether you're in a car or a truck or a motorcycle, you have got to be on the lookout every minute, every second that you're on the roadway.